pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Are there any additions or corrections to minutes of meeting of May 9th?
I have one thing. I think it was May 9th. So we talked about out the gray water. I think it said they were, on the website, there were regulations for country, but I think we meant county.
Oh.
So, unless there are country regulations, I don't know.
Probably meant county.
But I thought I saw country.
Yeah.
Yeah, county.
Yeah.
Any other additions or corrections? Minutes will stand as corrected. Any additions or corrections to the organizational minutes of June 6th? Hearing none, the minutes will stand as printed. Does anyone here like to talk about any matter that is not on the agenda?
Doug called me this morning. He couldn't make the meeting, but he said he had heard on the radio that CCWD's restrictions have been cut in half by the state.
Yeah, I just heard this morning. I ran into Bertha, of all people, at 6 in the morning, and she, down at Chevron, she said she was pretty happy about it. It was 32%. They cut them. Allowed them to drop to 16% reduction. I don't know how. I said, how in the heck did you do that? She just, well, they did. They applied for a reduction and they got it.
Is there any potential that that would impact us in any way with our association with them?
I'm not sure what impact it's going to have on them, to be honest with you. It was on the news last night that the state is recapturing water rights.
Right.
And they're cutting a lot of them back statewide. Some before 1914, others before 1900. I mean, it's quite a litany of reductions.
Mm-hmm.
So I just offer it's probably a little too early to tell what impact it's going to have.
I don't see that as a good thing.
Well, whatever happens.
Cutting back 30%, 16%. To me, it's pure dumb.
Yeah, well, that's half the water supply then.
Well,
that would be an impact. But we'll
it's not like you're encouraging people to use more water.
Okay. Well, I think so is that someone's reaction to the agricultural pressure that's being applied.
Yeah.
Any other matters come before the board not on the agenda? Thank you for bringing that up. With respect to the visitors, we'll move item under unfinished business under power washing. We'll discuss that now. Under our current drought plan, we have no provisions for any outside water. Two matters have come up. One, we received some correspondence on power washing a deck, which a resident does once every year, 2 years, or 3 years. And from local painting contractors that are here this morning because they power wash houses. So we invited them here to get a sense of how much water are we talking about. And we'll...
My name's Kevin Dye. I'm Dye Feeney. And I know I've spoken with Dave multiple times trying to give you guys an idea of kind of what's happening for us. And I can't speak for all the contractors, just myself, but from what we have done, when this whole thing started, we had implemented a couple different things to really cut our water. Usually, you could pretty much, depending on size of house, obviously, and how bad the house is, you could anywhere range between 500, maybe even 800 gallons of water to pressure wash a house in a day. And we have cut that at our, just us, we've cut that probably to about 30% of that. And so the things we've implemented is we put stops on our machinery so that when we're not washing, everything's turned off, and then we move to another place. We've also added a different machine. We have downgraded our machinery to lower machines, less gallons per minute, which is an expensive endeavor, which we did after we talked to Dave. And then when they cut everything, you know, we can always use that extra machinery. But the third thing is, as well, is we aren't pressure washing areas that we can clean by hand. If it's something that's really bad, then we'll pressure wash that and everything else is just cleaned by hand. But we've tried on every level to just save as much water as we can. I mean, we live here too. But as well, you know, we thought we'd come down and say something just due to the fact that we all